ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तद्विश्वगुरवधिकरं भुवनैकवन्द्यम् दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्रि विमानशौचिः आपो परं मुदम् अपूर्वम् उपेत्य योगा मायाबलेन मुनयस्तदतो विकुन्थम् तद्विश्वगुर्वतिकृतं भुवनैकबन्ध्यम् दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्रि अविमानशोचिः आपो परं मुदम् अपूर्वम् उपेत्य योगा मायाबलेन मुनयस्तदतो विकुन्थम् तद्विश्वगुर्वधिकृतं भुवनैकवन्द्यम् दिव्यं विचित्र विबुधाग्रि अभिमानशोचिः आपो परं मुदम् अपूर्वम् उपेत्य योगा मायाबलेन मुनयस्तदतो विकुन्थम्
तत् देन् विश्वगुरु बै द टीचर् आफ् द यूनिवर्स् द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटी आफ् गाड्हेड् adhikritam predominated bhuvana of the planets eka alone vandhyam worthy to be worshipped divyam spiritual vichitra highly decorated vibodha urgya of the devotees who are the best of the learned, vimana of the airplanes, shochihi illuminated, apuho attained, param the highest, mudam happiness, apurvam unprecedented, Upetya, having attained. Yogamaya, by spiritual potency. Balena, by the influence. Munayaha, the sages. Tat, Vaikuntha. Atto, that. Vikuntham Vishnu. Translation. Thus the great sages Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara, upon reaching the above mentioned Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated airplanes piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second. He is above everyone. No one is equal to Him. No one, nor is anyone greater than Him. Therefore, He is described here as Vishvaguru. He is the prime living entity of the entire material and spiritual creation, and is Bhuvanaika Vandyam, the only worshipable personality in the three worlds. The airplanes in the spiritual sky are self-illuminated and are piloted by great devotees of the Lord. In other words, in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no scarcity of the things which are available in the material world. They are available, but they are more valuable because they are spiritual and therefore eternal and blissful. The sages felt an unprecedented happiness because Vaikuntha was not predominated by an ordinary man. The Vaikuntha planets are predominated by expansions of Krishna, who are differently named as Madhusudana, Madhava, Narayana, Pradyumna, etc. These transcendental planets are worshipable because the personality of Godhead personally rules them. It is said here that the sages reach the transcendental spiritual sky by dint of their mystic power. That is the perfection of the yoga system. The breathing exercises and disciplines to keep health in proper order are not the ultimate goals of yoga perfection. The yoga system, as generally understood, is Ashtanga Yoga, or Siddhi, the Eightfold Perfection in yoga. By dint of perfection in yoga, one can become lighter than the lightest and become heavier than the heaviest. One can go wherever he likes and can achieve opulences as he likes. There are eight such perfections. The rishis, the four kumaras, reached Vaikuntha by becoming lighter than the lightest and thus passing over the space of the material world. Modern mechanical space vehicles are unsuccessful because they cannot go to the highest region of this material creation. And they certainly cannot enter the spiritual sky. But by perfection of the yoga system, one not only can travel through the material space, but can surpass material space and enter the spiritual sky. We learn this fact also from an incident concerning Durvas Muni and Maharaj Ambarish. It is understood that in 1 year Durvas Muni traveled everywhere and went into the spiritual sky to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. By present standards, scientists calculate that if one could travel at the speed of light, it would take 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of this material world. But the yoga system can carry one without limitation or difficulty. The word yoga maya is used in this verse. Yoga maya balena vikuntam. The transcendental happiness exhibited in the spiritual world and all other spiritual manifestations there are made possible by the influence of yoga maya, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just the verse one more time. Tadvishva guru vadikaram bhuvanaika vandhyam divyam vichitra vibhudhagriya vimana shochihi apuparam udam upuravam upetya yoga maya balena munayas tadato vikuntam. Thus the great sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumar, upon reaching the above mentioned Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated airplanes, piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha, and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Garanjana Salakaya Chakshodo Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Just a general comment about the subject matter that this section is covering. Srimad Bhagavatam uniquely describes the spiritual world. When I remember very, very vividly being a young boy and hearing from religious teachings about a place called the Kingdom of God. And I remember asking, what is it like there? When you go there, what do people do? And nobody had any answer. The best I got, or the closest thing to a response, was I was patted on the head and told, that's very cute, basically like a little parrot. Go say it to so and so. Go ahead and say it. So I want to know what it's like in the spiritual world. Like pulling a little string on the back of a doll, and the doll says, what is the Kingdom of God like? What do people do there? It was cute, but nobody had any answer. They thought it was cute. But I wanted to know. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes not only that the Kingdom of God exists, but what is it like there? What do people do there? Transcendental vibrations from transcendental sources provide us with that understanding, and that's what's happening. The four Kumaras having incredible eligibility by their mystic yoga perfection are able to actually go there and gradually become influenced by that association. So if our hearing is also acute, if we're with rapt attention, the same kind of spiritualizing effect can take place just by hearing as by going. One can go by sound vibration. One of the issues surrounding this whole description that comes up momentarily is, what is the qualification of the four Kumaras to enter into the Kingdom of God? They're at the gate. They come to the stage where at the gates of Vaikuntha, and what is their eligibility for entering, or what is the eligibility for anyone entering into the Kingdom of God? So one of the first things we're finding in the description is, what is it like? The sages, the four Kumaras, they're experiencing an unprecedented happiness, a transcendental happiness is unprecedented. There's nothing like it in the material world. It cannot be equaled to any amount of happiness in the material world. It's just of a different quality altogether. And why that happiness is there is also being disclosed. The happiness that they're feeling is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead presides. He is the presiding personality, the predominating personality. So he's identified by the verse, or within the verse, as Vishva Guru. He's the spiritual master. Usually this word Vishva indicates the material creation. But he's not only the predominating person in the material creation, he's the predominating person in all of the spiritual and the material realms. So the distinction between the material and the spiritual realm is that that predominating presence is acknowledged. Probably a number of the devotees in this room, Prabhupada disciples particularly, have heard, as I also heard Prabhupada speak on several occasions, that our temples are in the spiritual world. Prabhupada said it twice in Brooklyn and once in Manhattan that I personally heard. This temple is not in Brooklyn. This temple is not in New York. It is Vaikuntha. So things that Prabhupada said regularly and repeatedly and with such strong emphasis, he wanted us to understand what makes this temple particularly, or any temple, Vaikuntha. I heard one recording where Prabhupada was expressing the same thing in Detroit. He was visiting in a temple that was in a residential section of Detroit at the time. They had a, probably were there, Pralada Maharaj, very large residential building in a residential neighborhood. And Prabhupada was saying, why do we call this a temple instead of a house? And so the difference is, here the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides and he presides. He's the proprietor. He's the Supreme Person unto whom all of us submit ourselves for service and devotion and worship. So that means, for that matter, one's home can become Vaikuntha, or a place where the Personality of Godhead resides. So how does one enter into Vaikuntha? As the Kumaras are on the threshold of Vaikuntha, they're experiencing, or enter into a temple, or into someone's home where Krishna conscious activity, worship of the deity, and strong sense of devotion to the Supreme Lord is vibrant. It transforms the whole place into Vaikuntha. The temple becomes the paraphernalia of the Lord, where spiritual potency can be experienced by the person who enters that place with proper regard. There's a very nice, not exactly the same, but a parallel situation. I'll narrate two things. In the purport, it mentions the Durvas Muni experience of his entering into the spiritual realm by his mystic power. In the commentary, it explains he went to Dhruvaloka, or he went to Sweta Dweep, the spiritual planet that's within this material universe. He didn't go through all the layers of the universe and beyond the layers of the universe into the spiritual sky and into the Vaikuntha region there. He entered into the Sweta Dweep planet within this particular universe. But that's also the spiritual world, as much as the Mahatattva, which is a cloud likened to a cloud of material energy in the vastness of the spiritual sky. The Vaikuntha sky is also within that cloud, or to describe it, if you're in an airplane going along a runway and you take off after some acceleration and you're sailing into the sky and you pass through a cloud that's in the sky. So below the cloud there's sky, and above the cloud there's sky, and within the cloud there's also sky. When you're in the cloud, you're also in the sky. But it's just a portion of the sky is covered by a cloud. So this Mahatattva is also a covering of one portion of the spiritual sky, and in one part of that cloud there's Svetadvip. So that's where Durvas Muni went. And so it's sometimes the question is raised, what, same as with the Kumaras, what is his eligibility to enter into the spiritual realm if all he has is not devotion? In fact, by dint of his lack of devotion, he mistook the spiritual capacity of Maharaj Ambarish and offended him in a very, very horrible way. He's prepared to kill him for something insignificant and mistaken, actually. Yet he was able to enter into that region. So in the purport, Prabhupada points out, yoga maya balena vikuntam. It was an arrangement of the Supreme Lord by his spiritual potency that Durvas Muni could go there, as much as an arrangement of the Supreme Lord that the Kumaras could come. In fact, it's an arrangement of the Supreme Lord that anyone comes in contact with him, even in some preliminary way. There's a parallel story that I appreciate very much, is King Muchukunda, and how King Muchukunda also got the association of Lord Krishna. When King Muchukunda, by opening his eyes and incinerating instantly into a pile of ashes the body of Kaliyavana, within that dark cave, the dark cave became illuminated by the presence of the four-armed form of Lord Krishna, because the body of the Supreme Lord is self-luminous, just like it's described here. The airplanes of Vaikuntha, they're self-luminous. Not only the sky is self-luminous, but the airplanes are also, which means the beings, all things are self-luminous. So when Krishna was before Muchukunda, he couldn't discern who he was. So he started asking him. And in progressions, the questions that he asked closer and closer approximated his real identity. But so just going back, when the Lord disclosed who he was, he said why he came before Muchukunda. He came before Muchukunda because Muchukunda was his devotee. And Muchukunda, a devotee of Krishna, had prayed for the association, somehow getting the opportunity to directly see the Lord of his life. So when he directly saw Lord Krishna, having never seen him before, he couldn't understand who he was immediately. But by association with him, he was in great ecstasy and understanding, you're not an ordinary person. Perhaps you're a great demigod. Perhaps you're one of the predominating personalities of this universe. Perhaps you're Lord Vishnu amongst the guna avatars. Please disclose who you are. So, similar situation. But there's certain differences where the Kumaras are coming to the threshold of Vaikuntha, and they're experiencing an unprecedented happiness, but not able to immediately discern what is that happiness. The verse is disclosing what is their happiness. The predominating supreme personality of Godhead is there, and one is feeling, therefore they're feeling unprecedented happiness. Or Muchukunda in the presence, he was a devotee. He wasn't like the Kumaras. He wasn't a great mystic or realized in Brahman. He was a great devotee. So Krishna explained to Muchukunda, because of your prayers and because of your self-sacrificing service mood, I've come before you to satisfy your desire. Because Muchukunda had made a huge sacrifice when he was requested by the demigods to assist them in combat. What it meant was going to the realm of the devas, because time is relative, and in the realm of the devas, through the passage of time, generations and generations and ages passed here on the earth planet, so that when he returned, his entire kingdom was dissolved, his relatives were many generations long gone. He sacrificed everything just to render some service to the demigods who were needing his assistance. So Krishna was very pleased by both his desire to see him, but also his humble, self-sacrificing service disposition. So he came before him directly. And gradually, like a dissipation of a cloud, he was able to understand and discern the personality of Godhead. So that's happening with the Kumaras, or we'll find it happening with the Kumaras also, just by contact with the personality of Godhead, even not fully knowing. So this is the, however one comes in contact with the personality of Godhead, one can expect great mercy. There's so many wonderful descriptions of the ways in which the personality of Godhead manifests his mercy upon various living entities. One of our latest BBT publications, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, just that whole large part one is just dedicated to describing how various very elevated personalities receive the mercy of the Lord. So, because the Lord by nature is all merciful, whenever there is contact with him, he exhibits that mercy according to one's inclination towards him. Yayata mam prapadyante tangs tadaiva vajamyaham. So the statements that are being made here in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada is drawing our attention to what the Kumaras are experiencing. They're experiencing this realm of Vaikuntha, where things found in this world, like airplanes, they're also found in the spiritual world. There's also airplanes. But the airplanes are far more valuable and far more efficient, and they're eternal, and they're self-effulgent, and they're radiating spiritual blissfulness, just as the Lord is of that same. They're deriving their quality from the Supreme Lord. They're experiencing a jubilation within their heart, not at this stage initially knowing why that is so, but the place where the Supreme Lord predominates. And progressively, they're going to be brought closer and closer to the full eligibility for becoming devotees, the greatest of the mercies that the Lord gives. And then through the greatest of those mercies, the more perfect, most perfect stages become accessible. So this is the contrast, the position of Muchukunda. He was already a devotee, but brought into the association of the Lord. The Kumaras, not devotees, but by the strength of their mystic perfection, brought to that position. So this, it's subtle, it's a little difficult to understand. I find it a little difficult to understand. The distinction between mystic siddhis, like it's described, because they're very clearly identified as material, bigger, smaller, lighter, heavier, securing something, prapti siddhi, so on. All the eight mystic siddhis, they're material exhibitions. That part is very clear. That's not difficult to understand. How, through those mystic siddhis, the lighter than the lightest siddhi in particular, through that mystic siddhi, the Kumaras come to the spiritual realm. So Prabhupada addresses it by referring to this yoga maya balena vikuntam. Because the Supreme Lord made that arrangement, not, in other words, not by their mystic strength, but by the Supreme Lord's mercy, by his making that arrangement for them, they were able to reach that region, as with Durvasa Muni. So the potential of the Ashtanga yoga system, or the siddhis that come from mystic yoga, the potential, if the descending mercy of the Supreme Lord is there, then access and contact with the Supreme Lord through his yogamaya potency becomes possible. One can then experience the spiritual realm. So, back to Prabhupada saying that our temples are also Vaikuntha. They're Vaikuntha because the Supreme Lord predominates. And that Vaikuntha experience is various in various places. It's various for different people. Different persons can come to a temple and experience different degrees of spiritual upliftment. And also, the Krishna consciousness, the purity of the persons who are engaged in the worship of the deity and conducting the affairs of devotion within a temple, can provide a greater or lesser Vaikuntha experience for persons who come to visit. So, as servants of the deities here in the temple, or wherever our local situation may be, to the degree that we're seeing ourselves as humble servants of the Lord, when people come to visit our temple, our business, our consciousness should be Krishna conscious. Our sense of ourselves as representing the Lord, our Guru and Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and his whole society of devotees, so many impressions that people have of the Hare Krishna movement is very much dependent upon the personal exchanges, the appreciation that they have, or the opposite, of the quality of that exchange with the representatives of the Krishna consciousness movement. They're the personal qualities that the devotees carry and share in their interactions with others. The cleanliness, the peacefulness, the Krishna consciousness of the atmosphere within the temple is a very important, we can all play a very important part in providing a Vaikuntha experience for persons who come to visit the temple or our Vaikuntha home, where Krishna is at the center. And then the candidate who comes to visit, whether it's Durvas Muni or the four Kumaras or King Vichukunda or whoever it may be, worldly or mystically empowered person, that Vaikuntha experience is providing that or creating that Vaikuntha atmosphere. That's our duty. As servants of the Lord, as very, very fortunate persons who are given some service to do for Him. And not only in the temple, in our preaching situations, the devotees who are engaged in book distribution, to try through the dint of our Krishna consciousness and service mood to the spiritual master, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, to try to create a little Vaikuntha experience for people as we distribute books to them, or have a festival and create a Krishna conscious atmosphere in the middle of somewhere, so that a Vaikuntha experience can be had by them and gradually bring persons to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So I'm seeing the little sign on the board at the desk here. I'm supposed to finish at 8:15. It's past time already. It's Saturday morning. Book distribution morning, right? Okay, so Vas is nodding. So we'll end there and thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.